All right, Farmer Greg, I can't help myself. They're at commercial break. I'm a numbers guy. I'm running the numbers. How do you fit 75 trees on an 80 by 160 at the urban farm? I mean, is the urban farm, there's supposed to be a house and like a place to park a car.
There is.
And a driveway.
Yep.
And a front porch.
All of that. All of that. In fact, I have about 40 fruit trees in the front yard. And when I do tours at the urban farm, by the way, we've got a tour next weekend, next Friday and Saturday at the urban farm, so you can come and see it if you want.
And I would sign up for that at
urbanfarm.org.
Urbanfarm.org.
Yep. When I do tours, I bring people out in the front yard and I start counting fruit trees. I first start telling them, I got 43 fruit trees in the front yard, and they're standing in this big grassy area. And they look around and it's like, whoa, where? So I love hedges. And you know, for city code, the highest fence you can put on the front part of your property is probably 3 feet, right? But you can grow a hedge as tall as you want. So I have an apple hedge down the south side of my property that has 8 apple trees in it. I have 14 citrus trees across the front and another 12 citrus trees down the north side of the property. And it just looks like a nice hedge. And I have, in the citrus hedges, I have navel oranges, Trevita oranges, I've got lemons, I've got mandarin quats, I've got limes. There's a grapefruit that's a really nice Rio red grapefruit in the hedge as well. So not only is it a nice privacy fence for my front yard, it also makes food.
And when you're talking privacy, if you wanted to double up that function, you know, those lime trees, man, those suckers have some thorns on them.
Yep, exactly.
So if you want limes and a privacy hedge and
all
some greenery,
yep,
and an annoying neighbor on the north side of the property you don't want coming through.
Yeah, exactly. So there, you know, that's how I do it. I keep the trees in hedges. I also keep them small. There's a really, really important reason to keep fruit trees small. And it goes like this. A peach tree can get 35 feet tall. And it would take up a footprint of maybe 20 feet in diameter. It's going to produce 400 pounds of peaches in a 2-week period. And in the city, most of those peaches at the top of the tree are
too high to reach.
Bird food.
Bird food.
Bird food. So in urban orcharding, it's a whole concept. It's called urban orcharding. We keep our trees small. My perfectly pruned peach in the front yard is all of about 10 feet tall. I'll get about 50 pounds of peaches off it, which is plenty of peaches. And it's all done through pruning. So we keep the tree small. And in that same area that has that could have a 35-foot tall peach tree in it, I can put 8 or 10 or 12 other trees if I'm keeping them small.
And you said 50 pounds of peaches off that one?
Mm-hmm.
How much does a peach weigh? It takes 2 or 3 to get to a pound,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, probably 3 to a pound.
Yeah.
Yeah, so 150 peaches off of it, no problem.
Who eats 150 peaches a year other than the urban farmer?
Gary's over there raising his hand. I do.
Producer Gary.
The fresher the better.
Oh, yeah.
But all in that ripe zone of 2-week time.
Right. So here's the other key piece here. We can plant peaches that ripen from May 15th to July 15th.
By selecting your variety types?
By selecting different variety types. So by keeping the trees small, we can put more varieties in, and then we call that successive ripening. So that's ripening over time rather than, you know, all the same peaches at the same time.
And that's what you call consecutive harvesting.
That's called consecutive harvesting, exactly.
I like that. You've always got great one or two word descriptions for all your little techniques that you've developed.
Because I've been doing it a long time.
Refining. So chill hours, rootstock, ripening times.
Oh, great.
I mean, there's a lot more detail that is involved here before we just go pick our first plant and stick it in the ground.
Right. So here's the really important thing to know. You can go into most nurseries in this town and they will sell you a fruit tree that'll never make fruit. Sometimes they know. Sometimes, oh, that's just what corporate sent us. I had a big box store tell me one time, well, that's just what corporate sent us. And those trees are for up in Prescott anyways. At a big box store, somebody wandering isn't going to be buying trees for down here. They're going to be buying them in Prescott at the big box store. So there's some caveats. And one of them is called chill hours. We get about 350 hours of chill. That's degrees under 39 degrees. So if you were to plant a tree, a fruit tree that required 600 hours of chill or 800 hours of chill, we only get 350 here. It's never going to set fruit. I know this because I've done it.
And those types of fruits, the Macintoshes or cherries, you know, there's a reason they all come from a lot colder, farther north.
Yep, colder climates, exactly. And by the way, we have no cherries that grow successfully here, no pit cherries that grow successfully here. I know I've tried. See, that's the thing about my fruit tree program. I have been experimenting and planting fruit trees in earnest for over 30 years here in the valley. In fact, I planted my first fruit trees in 1974. That's just when I was playing. So I've done a lot of your experimenting for you, so the trees that come from my program are countable.
And what do you have going on today at Barry's True Value?
Oh, Barry's True Value. So a couple of times a year, we open up our Urban Farm pop-up nursery. I'll be there. My crew will be there. You'll be able to pick up soils and supplements and come and chat with us. We're going to be talking about fruit trees and planting your fall garden and so on. So I'd love to see you.
And that's Barry's True Value.
7820 North 12th Street. That's 12th Street in Northern.
And you're going to be there today from
9 a.m. until probably 1.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, we've got a lot more about urban orcharding here with Farmer Greg at Rosie on the House every Saturday morning.